The question will be, should be, I guess, how come six decades later we still have all those names? I read this very good French article where the journalist was giving direction to go to the president's palace in Dakar, and you have to pass by Jules Ferry, Carnot, Victor Hugo, Vincent Roux. I mean, I can give you the direction with 10 different names of colonial names, basically. So those kind of things, they sound almost radical or revolutionary, where they just common sense. I think what is radical and very surprising is the fact that it haven't been done before. Even if in 1980s, Ibadia Chab was the Minister of Education, did make a move in that direction for some schools and all of that. But there's a problem, Douglas, was the way we are going to do that. Are we going to do it in a very participative way, where population will be involved, where they will be based on science, on real history, but not giving names of just local people who are friends, or a little bit of a religious small powerhouse next to the neighborhood, where key players of the Pan-African, of the struggle for independence of Senegal are not named yet. So the question is more about how is going to be done, that it is important to have it done. Obviously, it's a common sense decision.
There are those who say that these locations named after French colonial figures carry painful historical memories. Is that correct?
Absolutely. You remember Emmanuel Macron, the actual president of France, himself, before he was president, of course, when he was in Algeria, said that colonization is a crime against humanity, which is just, I think, that any person who is not political or who is not, doesn't carry an ideological agenda will recognize. I mean, it's just a simple common sense fact of history. It's crime against humanity, colonization. So it doesn't make a lot of sense to carry those symbols 6 decades after your independence. So I think it makes a lot of sense to make a move like this, but it has to be done in a positive way. It should not be done against the former colonial power. It should not be done against France. It should be done for the people of Senegal, for the history of Senegal, for the symbolism of indigenous dynamics in the country.
There are those who see this as reducing ties with France. Do you share that opinion?
That's more like a political opinion. So I can understand why some people see it that way. But again, I think this is just logic. This is kind of just makes sense. If you were doing a national poll in Senegal, I have no doubt that it will be a Stalinian kind of result, where you'll have maybe 90+% of the population saying, yes, this is obviously what we should do, and this is obviously what we should have done 6 decades ago.